Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The White House says North Korea is helping Russian mercenaries known as the Wagner Group to aid their war on Ukraine. NPR's Deepa Chevron reports the intelligence has led to the Treasury Department designating the Wagner Group a significant transnational criminal organization.
National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says that North Korea is providing both arms and ammunition, though Kirby added that the materials have not changed the battlefield dynamics in Ukraine. The Wagner Group has 50,000 personnel deployed in Ukraine, including 10,000 contractors and 40,000 convicts. The White House says it also has intelligence showing tension between the Wagner Group's owner and the Russian military. The designation from the Treasury Department means the mercenary group and any other companies that help supply it can be sanctioned. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News, The White House.
President Biden says his administration will talk with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy about the current debate over the debt ceiling. The Treasury Department says it has started taking extraordinary measures as the government runs up against its legal borrowing capacity of nearly $34 trillion. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen sent a letter to congressional leaders this week urging them to act to raise the debt limit. Friction between President Biden and House Republicans is raising concerns about whether the U.S. can sidestep an economic crisis. Markets so far remain calm. Google parent company Alphabet is laying off 12,000 employees. As NPR's Bobby Allen reports, it's the largest ever staff reduction Google's ever taken.
Google CEO Sundar Pichai said in an email to staff that about 6% of the workforce would be eliminated. Pichai cited the hiring frenzy Google went on during the pandemic, saying high interest rates and the possibility of a recession have changed the equation. Google laying off 12,000 people comes after Facebook parent company Meta let go of 11,000, Amazon slashed 18,000 jobs, and Microsoft reduced its staff by 10,000. These large-scale layoffs mark a turning point for Silicon Valley, which for more than a decade has been growing rapidly. Tech companies in the past year have axed more than 200,000 jobs, but so far at least, studies find tech workers usually quickly find other tech jobs. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
As California begins to dry out from a flurry of storms that dumped large amounts of rain on the state, a number of things are becoming clear. First is the extent of damage, estimated as much as $1 billion. And second, the woefully small number of homes and other buildings insured against flooding there. In a state with about 39 million residents, it appears only 2% or 230,000 properties are insured against flooding. Most of those policies are offered by the federal government. It shows how vulnerable many home and property owners are as global warming leads to more weather extremes. Stocks gained ground today on Wall Street. The Dow was up 330 points. The Nasdaq rose 288 points. This is NPR. New Zealand's education minister, Chris Hipkins, will apparently take over as the island nation's next prime minister following the surprise resignation of Jacinda Ardern. The 44-year-old Hipkins, the only candidate to enter the race after Ardern announced her intention to step down. Hipkins must still be endorsed by his Labour Party colleagues in Parliament, less than 8 months before a general election to fill the post. An undercover investigation in Georgia and Florida has led to the bust of an illegal venomous snake trafficking operation. Molly Samuel from member station WABE reports about 200 cobras, vipers, and adders were bought and sold during the probe.
Wildlife officials have been working on this since 2021. Major Bob Hawley oversees special operations at the Georgia Department of Natural Resources. He says Florida authorities reached out to work together when they caught wind of a large black market of exotic snakes.
These are some of the most lethal snakes in the world. These are highly venomous, dangerous snakes.
Seven of the alleged wildlife traffickers were arrested in Florida. Georgia officials arrested an eighth suspect. Hawley says the Georgia suspect had 27 venomous snakes with him in his vehicle when he was stopped and arrested. For NPR News, I'm Molly Samuel in Atlanta.
A trust fund set aside to restore and preserve historic black churches in the U.S. has announced the first 35 houses of worship slated to receive financial grants. The list of awardees includes the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama, where civil rights meetings were held in the 1960s. First batch of grants will total $4 million. The National Trust for Historic Preservation's African American Cultural Heritage Fund launched it in 2021. You're listening to NPR.